As she said in the past, Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Christy Daly says she's not denying what was reported in the Miami Herald articles, but at the same time,
I will not let a newspaper series overshadow the accomplishments that have been made.
Some of those accomplishments include seeing a 52% decline in the number of girls arrested. And Daly says in the 6 years since she and her predecessor Wansley Walters were in office, there have been some big changes, like therapy dog programs and making the juvenile facility rooms seem more homey.
And also simply even changing what these kids wear. Back in 2011, kids were still wearing the orange jumpsuits. Now they wear khakis and polo shirts. And, we are really trying to focus on breeding our young people to become very responsible, productive adults.
Plus, Daly says what was outlined in the Miami Herald is nothing new and has been reported by different news outlets when they occurred, and her agency has done a lot to hold the people accountable. Still, lawmakers like Lakewood Democratic Senator Jeff Clemons say they appreciate the reporting organized into one comprehensive document that the legislature could see.
But I don't think, we should forget, some of these incidences and when you're talking about somebody being beaten and stomped by 12 boys or, sexually assaulted or hit with a broomstick, I've got 4 or 5 pages of incidents that are listed. So it isn't a one-off incident that happened once. It's something that's happened across these facilities.
Lawmakers have also continually been caught up on the controversial issue of privatization. Juvenile detention centers are state-run. They are where a juvenile may be awaiting a court date or placement in a residential program. But residential facilities are 100% privatized and house juveniles required by a judge to serve a sentence and undergo treatment. Here's Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores recently questioning Daly about how the facilities are rated.
And one of the things that I think is concerning is that in some of the places where these incidents had occurred, they were rated as something that would not be reflective of a horrible incident had occurred there. So if you could talk to us a little bit about the rating system, how and is it different for a public provider, for a private provider, and what does there need to be a change either within the agency or by the legislature to ensure that an agency where a horrible incident is happening is not getting rated as something that is not reflective of that.
While some lawmakers want to back away from the privatized structure, others like Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley told Daly they like what's in place.
One of the things I like about this structure is you're not in a position that you have to defend a provider. If you are the provider, then you've got to defend what you did or didn't do. But you can actually help us in this posture with this structure review what they're doing and take action against them, including closing them or canceling their contract ultimately.
Other ideas proposed by lawmakers include putting a more independent party in the facility, like a school resource officer, or having live cameras in all DJJ facilities. As for Daly, she says there are some things lawmakers can do. They include giving probation and detention officers a 10% pay raise so DJJ can have better and more experienced staff who know how to work in such a sensitive environment. Daly also has reforms she's in the process of implementing, like the creation of the Office of Youth and Family Advocacy.
This is something I'm extremely excited about. The director of this office will be a direct report to me, and we will be working in the coming weeks to solidify the formal focus of this office. My vision is to have an office which will amplify the voices of children served by this agency and the voices of their families. The advocates will be an additional set of eyes and ears and programs with the sole purpose of identifying any unmet need of children and their families. This office will also be focused on increasing our family engagement.
Meanwhile, some Democratic lawmakers have already filed bills allowing for surprise inspections of DJJ facilities, just as legislators can do in Florida's adult correctional facilities. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.